92.5 XTU is Philly's country station. A special in-studio guest from 6ABC, Adam Joseph. Welcome in.
Good to see you.
So, day. First, I have to say, it's kind of funny. When I first came to Philly, maybe like 10, 11 years ago.
Okay.
I met you out at a bar somewhere, and I have to say...
oh, boy.
Well,
wait, let's just stop.
Hold on. I didn't mean that way.
Oh, gosh.
Didn't mean that way. But, got to meet you at a bar. Is that better?
I'm joking. I can only imagine what I was doing in a bar.
No. You were super cool. But the funny thing is, and again, that was maybe 2007, 2008. Somehow you look younger now than you did 10, 11 years ago.
How is that?
Tell us about the deal with the devil you made.
It's Dave Roberts. You know Dave, if you remember Dave Roberts. I mean, he never looked his age. I was like, what is up? And he had this youth juice formula.
Okay.
So I'll just say that I got it from him. And I can't tell the secret.
Okay.
With that youth juices.
Right.
No, I think that it's living a very positive life. I mean, genetics has a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. My mother doesn't look her age either, but
your parents still get carded?
They're starting to get those wrinkles. No. But I think it's living a positive life, eating well, exercising a lot, you know, and just trying to make everything that's revolved around you happy and positive, you know, because I just think negativity brings so many people down. And like, I know I'm getting a little in depth here with that stuff, but I think that's what it may be. Plus the youth juice.
Sure, the youth juice. And it makes perfect sense then that you would be part of the big 6ABC Thanksgiving parade that's coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
So the whole crew is going to be out there, I think, from 6ABC, right? Who all is going to be out
there? So Rick and Cecily are the hosts. Mm-hmm. They get to, I always say this every year, and I'm not bitter about it at all, but they get to sit in a nice, warm, heated tent that is dry because the elements are always different every single year. But Karen Rogers, myself, and Alicia Vitarelli are in the parade route, different areas, kind of roaming around with the fans.
Okay.
Karen is usually right in the broadcast area on the ground. And then Alicia and I are part of this thing called the Fan Cam.
Okay.
So it's with Dunkin', the team from Dunkin'. We hand out Munchkin donuts to people along the parade route. We talk about their stories, their traditions.
Oh, that's great.
We have a camera that follows us the whole time, so it's streaming live on 6abc.com. And then we do some on-air hits as well.
Okay.
And this year, we actually have another guest that's going to be with us in the fan cam, Carson Kressley.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he's from Allentown. He's a hometown boy.
That's perfect.
You know, so he's coming to help us out this year, you know, and this is the oldest Thanksgiving Day parade in the entire country. So this is where it all began for the country, for Thanksgiving parades. And being the 100th, I mean, it's awesome to be a part of it every year because it's now tradition.
Mm-hmm.
But to say I was a part of the 100th, you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is super
when
special.
You think
about it's only one time you can do that, right?
Right.
Unless you're on for the 200th with the youth juice. Who knows?
I don't know if the youth juice is going to last me that long. But we'll see.
Yeah. So Carson Kressley is part of it. Macy Gray
is going to be there this year as well. Also, Alla Black will be there to perform. And then also the Disney characters, Mickey, Minnie, of course.
Yeah.
Aladdin, Ariel, Eric, Cinderella.
Sports teams?
Teams are going to be, I mean, of course.
Is there going to be a Gritty sighting and
the
whole crew?
I would think maybe.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Yes, Gritty's going to be there, but I'm sure a few others as well. I mean, they're going to want to be a part of this parade this year. And then it culminates to Mr. and Mrs. Claus arriving, because then that's the kickoff to the Christmas holiday season at the end.
Sure.
But, you know, this I've been chatting with folks on my social media pages about tradition and what it means to them, and getting so many cool stories of how, you know, their grandfathers and great grandfathers and grandmothers and family, you know, would go and sit under this country flag, and they still do it decades and decades and decades later of families.
Yeah.
So seeing that every year and seeing the same families and new families is really cool to be a part of. And now that I have kids and they are going this year as well, and they've gone
how old
every
are your
year.
Kids?
They're 3 and 5.
Okay.
So they're excited about the Daniel Tiger.
Sure.
You know what I mean? My son's like, Daniel Tiger.
Right.
So, you know, to see their faces and their excitement, because I started doing this parade as a single guy, you know, back when I met you.
Back in the day, yeah.
And now, you know, I have a family life and I have kids, and that's what it's about. It's about tradition and family and
It's got to put a whole different spin on things.
It really
when you
does.
See something like this.
You know, because if we can't, we have a whole thing. So we stay. The night before, we always stay at a hotel, you know, make a whole big deal of it. And then we go right down to the parade. And then when I'm done at noon, you know, we go home, quickly get changed. Then we go to my sister-in-law's. She has the whole big fit, like 20, 25 people.
Okay.
you know, by then I'm exhausted, you know, because you're talking all morning and running around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just put me in a leather chair, get me a drink, and I'm good to go. Right. I don't have to cook, because I'm a cook, a baker,
okay.
But I don't do it because I'm working.
I was going to say, you're kind of off the hook having to do the whole Thanksgiving cooking because you're always working the
parade. Totally. I would do it. I'm actually, we're hosting Christmas this year. I did it 2 years ago. I solely cooked for 25 family members.
Oh my gosh.
2 years ago, and I'm doing it again this year. Yeah. So I say just...
Do you have to take the week off?
Give me a gin martini. Leave me alone in the kitchen. I'll go, and it's my happy place. I love cooking because I just, again, it's like that family home feeling of when people come to your house, you just want them to be fed well. You want them to feel good, like they're in their own home. Yeah. So,
and the kids at their age, are they able to help out with Christmas cookies at all? Doing a little,
you know what? Actually, we just this past weekend, I whipped up a batch of sugar cookies. You know, just to test out the recipe, and we made them, and the kids helped me. I have them in the kitchen now with me because I think it's really important to have them be a part of not only cooking every day, but, you know, understand, especially Thanksgiving, the meaning behind it, you know, and prepping the meal and helping with it and eating it. And so, yeah, we're just pumped. And also there's, I don't know if you've been down there recently or if the folks who are listening, but we actually have a party inside the party in Aiken's Oval.
Okay.
The American Heritage Credit Union has this whole fan zone inside Aiken's Oval. So folks who are down there, they can watch the parade, but then they can partake in all these fun activities.
Oh, that's great.
Inside Aiken's Oval. And for those watching from home, because that could be their tradition, not going down, but prepping the meal, family over, sitting in their warm living room, away from the elements of the weather. We're actually giving away like a sweepstakes, like watch and win.
I saw a lot of great prizes, a year's worth of Dunkin'.
Yes.
I think there's a Cowboys Eagles tickets.
Yes, and a trip to Florida.
Yeah.
I mean,
that ain't
hello?
Bad, right?
Why wouldn't you want to watch? You know what I mean? And,
right.
and try to win.
From 6ABC, Adam Joseph,
thank you
for coming by. All the festivities start at what time tomorrow?
So 8:30 is our pre-show. They can start watching. We have like a half-hour special prior to the parade kicking off. But the parade kicks off 9, the actual parade, until noon. So 3 hours of fun, family, tradition, and something you're not going to want to miss again, the 100th.
Great. Yeah. Adam Joseph, thank you again for joining
thanks
us.
We'll
watch you tomorrow
here
on 6ABC.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.